Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yay! Hello, boys and girls.
And welcome to Pod Shambles Children's
Hour. For kids, yeah?
Yeah, down with the kids.
Oh, I love down, the kids. I know
down,
all their
get
sayings.
Get down with your bad kid.
Oh, get on with the floor there, kid.
but enough
here's,
from us.
Here's looking at you, child.
So my name is Pinafore Paddy.
My name is Eleanor Roosevelt, the historical figure.
Fuck you. So, and no, we can't swear. We'll cut that bit. So this is the show. We have a lot of parents that listen to the show.
Yes.
And they've asked if we do some kid-friendly material.
Yeah.
So basically we've...
Big demographic.
We've written a little bit.
One.
And welcome to the inaugural episode of... What? Why can't I learn the alphabet, Dad? Because Pod Shambles ain't done it yet.
Oh, we don't need that again. The attitude mandolin. All right, you gonna start the boys and girls off then?
I'm gonna start. Okay.
Boys so and excited. Girls. The alphabet's
so
my favourite.
Okay. A.
What's A for?
A is the first letter of the alphabet.
It is.
And it's shaped a bit like a worm coming out of an apple, which is funny, because it is. Stop looking at that. I'll show you it later. Which is funny, because A is for apple.
Oh, who saw that one coming?
And the way to use it in a sentence is, watch out, Bert. I've dropped my apple.
Okay, that's
it. Don't you mean your banana, sir?
No, Bert.
That's too long a sentence.
An apple.
That's four sentences now.
The letter A.
Yes.
A is also for also.
Ah. Okay, shall I do the next one?
You hit the next
okay,
one.
Okay, B is for bitch-ass motherfucker. Come on, kids, remember, say it with me. 1, 2, 3.
Bitch-ass motherfucker.
Sorry, this is a bit of a...
Oh, you've completely steamrolled it. This is a shambles.
Sorry. Didn't agree on that.
Oh my god.
Pod shambles.
Nice.
And I mean, really, it fueled my interest a great deal, and that's why I came to write the book in the first place.
Mm.
It's really to chronicle those experiences and to turn them inward and really examine our condition as human beings and
the
human white
condition,
males,
if you will.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, absolutely. And I really think it's paramount importance of the book that
you buy my CD
as well.
I'm afraid, Tennessee Williams, that's all we have time for.
Well,
I
mean, I'm here from the afterlife. I've really got to.
I know, but we've got to get Laurie Havelock in.
Okay.
You see, I know that.
Oh, he is brilliant.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I know.
He is wonderful.
You
are so lucky to have him.
I know. I really.
Oh, you really must get him.
I mean, he's okay.
I mean, he's better than me.
Well, yeah.
And I'm Tennessee Williams.
Exactly.
I wrote plays.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if you know, but plays are pretty big.
But Tennessee, I'm serious. Can I call you Tenny?
Sure.
Tenny. Tenor.
Not Tenny.
Hey. Bunch of tens. I just got to get my next cut because
okay.
I do a podcast.
All right,
with
darling, I understand. You know, it's cut for a lot of show business. You know, I'm not the sexy new flavor anymore. I'm dead.
You are still, in my eyes, oh, well, thank you're always darling, thank my you,
but I mean, my cock
favorite.
Has fallen off. Your so yeah. Let's just be clear about that. I'll go get him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Show yourself out.
All right. I'll see you.
Oh, and hey.
Oh, I'll
hey,
see you at the Osbournes.
Yes, of course. Great. And hey, wonderful. Maybe.
Yes.
You've left your country.
For old.
Our country's good.
Oh, that's very good.
Hey, not, say hello, not, say hello to Wisehand.
Not the one that I wrote, darling, but that's okay. That's okay. Goodbye.
Bye, Tennessee. Oh, now I've
Larry,
just...
Larry, it's your turn.
Oh, Tennessee's just setting out a... Oh, Tennessee's let in.
All right.
Hey, man.
You're right. We're doing Posh Chambers.
Yes. And I've been recording with Tennessee.
Welcome to the Posh Chambers.
Tennessee
Williams, exactly. Yeah. What was
did
that made
pass,
of?
Did you pass
I yeah, yes. Oh, yes, I did. Okay. Yeah, that guy who sounded
use
very
your illusion, Laurie. Use your illusion, as Guns N' Roses always taught us. Use your illusion. Suspend your disbelief,
taught us on their
said Arto.
Hello.
Hello.
We're actually the Pod Shambles, not Tennessee Williams Literary Hour,
oh,
you silly
Billy. Pretty crazy. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I mean, other than pretending to be, you know, American playwrights, yeah. I'm pretty darn tooting.
You are quite darn tooting
I
back.
I am quite darn tooting back. Thank you for,
if you had a
thanks for noticing
if you had a
my proximity
if,
to if, the if you, Northern if, Line
if,
Station.
If you had a trumpet.
Yes, I'd be tooting.
You could call it back, and then you'd be tooting back whenever you played. How have you been? I haven't seen
or
you in
I'd
a
be,
while.
Or I'd be sucking the penis of a man called Beck or Beck Hansen.
Good.
Tooting
okay.
Beck.
Tooting Beck. And on that sombering thought...
on that one joke we've hammered out...
On that bombshell... Good night.
How have you been? I'm very well, thank you for
good.
Getting out of the way. What have you been? What's new with you?
I've been okay.
Yeah.
Got ash in my eyes earlier.
Have the legs.
Yeah. I don't know if you've noticed, squinting a bit in the old right
I mean,
eye.
It's just, you've always got a mad squint of lust and rage going on. I just
only
kind
in your
go
company,
to...
my friend. Only in your company. And the company of people better than you. Which is everyone.
Good one. Burp,
burp. Hello? Yes, Mr. President, that was a sick burn.
Why is
that was Obama.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. I've been really well. Sorry. It's been crazy times, crazy days.
Lazy days.
Yeah, I've been sorting things out and trying to, you know, get some projects off the ground. I've been working really hard.
Is it you've been in a maze? You've been
a
in
maze,
the Millet's Farm maze.
Millet's Farm. Oh, that's a farm? That's pretty fun. If we had a farm.
Yeah.
If we... Sorry.
I'm already on board. What we got?
Already
we got
on board.
Farm.
Okay, no. It's
farm.
Let's say...
Gherkins.
Okay.
For the... No one farms
no,
gherkins.
No,
country.
No,
okay,
no.
Sorry.
Stop. For the... Actually, that might... No, hang on. I'll talk later. So for the... For, you know how we have, like, jobs and stuff?
Well, yeah.
If they don't work out... I was thinking about this earlier. Someone asked me, like... It was actually my dad.
Well, you said when your dad asked you... Hey, Pads, this
hey,
doesn't work
Pad.
Out.
No, it, yeah.
How
no,
about accounting?
That's almost exactly what I'm going to say. I saw my dad the other day, and we were having a chat about comedy, and we had lunch, and I said, sorry, I've got to go. I've got a meeting. And he was like, oh, a meeting? Oh, you've got me just like me, Pads, eh? Got meetings. Who's your meeting with? And I was like, oh, it's with some writers. Like, we're having a look at a script for a new show. And he's like, oh. Comedy? And I was like, yeah, you know, that's what I do. And he was like, I mean, that's great. Are you earning any money? And I was like, no.
He knows.
And I was like, yeah, look.
He knows,
I don't earn very much, but, like, this is, you know, I'm really, yeah. You know, I work really hard and
it's
I'm very lucky to be in this position.
It's a dad question.
And he sort of said, like, he said, does comedy sort of, I mean, have you ever considered doing something else when you're older? Is it sort of something youthful that you think will run out? And I was like, well, no, actually, a lot of, if you're a comic, you sort of tend to stay as a comic, unless you...
You drag yourself
yeah,
down there
unless,
and you stay there for life.
Yeah, unless you, like, waver into, you know, like, London Mayor, like, that kind of thing.
Oh, that's a good one, because you were saying that Boris Johnson should be a professional comedian, he's so
Eddie
funny.
Izzard.
No, but Boris Johnson, though.
Yeah, because he's a clown.
He's actually going to run, isn't he, Eddie?
Yeah. No,
bloody
he
hell.
Actually is. But anyway, what no, he's like I sort of said, well, actually, comedy's sort of, it's for life, not just for Christmas. It's not a dog. No, hang on, it is a dog.
I'd put down your career in
yeah,
an instant.
No. Is it? Yeah, so, you crazy comedy vax.
I'd give you a comedy career.
Comedy
lovely little
injection.
Lethal injection. Oh. Oh, I was playing to sleep. Oh, and now... Now you're in business development. Well
and
done.
Just breathe. So yeah, and anyway, I said, no, I think it's sort of something that's got longevity. And he said, well, like, if it runs out, what would you do?
Right.
And I
you
I
said
that
farm
I had,
geese.
I said, no, that's the, I realised I
number
hadn't
one.
Actually thought of that. And I thought, what do I want to do?
Because farming geese is quite a three-step process.
Look, hang on.
Let me just tell you. Number one, goat okay. Goose. Number two, woman goose.
Yeah.
Number
three, gander, if
egg.
You will.
Egg.
Egg. No, the egg comes later.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Number one,
who came
male
first?
Goose. Well, the geese you need first.
Oh, yeah, you do need the geese.
Unless you're going to raise them from an egg, which is just a waste of effort. Anyway, what were you going
to
do?
Absolutely. You know, we were actually asked to talk about geese.
I know, that's
episode.
Why I mentioned them.
Oh, right, nice.
Thanks for that, Louis Hughes. And we'll be seeing you next time.
And then I just told everyone. So
loyal listener loyal there listener. For life.
Yeah, well, what team does he support?
Brighton Hove Albion FC.
There you go.
If his Twitter's anything to be believed. I've done a lot of trawling, mate. And
I thought you were about to say, I've done a lot of drugs.
Let me tell you, I have done a lot of drugs
today. No, sorry. Let me just finish.
What are you going
to
do?
What am I going to do when I'm older? And I thought, actually, okay, the prerequisites is it's got to be something that obviously earns me a bit of money.
Yeah.
It's got to be something that ideally I do with my friends, because that's part of the glory of my job is I get to work with all of you guys.
Yeah, true. I don't think I could hack working with my friends.
What, when you're old and you've
depends
lost
what you're
dream.
Doing though. If I was a comedian.
Yeah,
that would be fine because it's all about like the commiseration.
You are a comedian.
No, but I'm not a proper gigging comedian.
Well,
you know, I don't rely on it to be my
you're
way
an
of
icon.
Life. Oh, thank you.
You're a comedy icon.
Comedy icon. You're according
my
icon. To who?
Mycon. Sponsored by Accurist.
Great. Great. Today. Thanks.
What else do I normally say?
I was trying to make quite a serious point.
Oh,
there.
Sorry. No, continue.
No, because comedy, and I think a lot of the performing arts actually, because you're all in the same position. It's about.
Whiskey.
It's about. Yeah. Why not? Oh, whiskey cast. Now that's what's happened to us. We've become alcoholics.
Hooray! Sorry, continue. I keep interrupting.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
It's a large part about it is the commiseration, and you're part of it. You're part of a group of guys who are in the same position. You're trying to get gigs, and you're doing the same shit promoters and the good ones. You know, you've all got the same management problems
and
good bits and blah. It must be quite good to work with your friends. Whereas if I worked in an office with my mates, where you have to be quite a studious
and like and attentive,
and you have to be a bit of a bender sometimes, you have to be like, no, I'm not going to be funny. I don't care that your aunt's died. Can I please have that bit of work that I
have
need?
You done that in your office?
Yes, I killed people's aunts just so I can tell them they don't have an excuse.
Slam them down. Yeah.
Okay. I just like, oh, sorry, your aunt died in a tragic paintball up the arse accident. But maybe you should have those reports to me by last Monday.
Is that how you try and kill?
Have
someone?
You not seen me when I have my little red braces on and I'm phoning. Tokyo in one hand, yeah, red dungarees would be better, wouldn't it? Coming in,
you saw
a little propeller cap,
yeah, and a giant,
here I am.
Giant lolly,
big poo in my britches. Oh, Zurich's on the
those,
phone,
one of those, and it's just like a bum flap. Yeah. So you run up the stairs,
and I've got a little phone that's on a string, and I put it on and go, oh, sorry, is
wheels.
That Zurich? Yes, buy all of them and sell them. That's my job. That's what
so
I
that
do,
is
genuinely.
What your job. Yeah. But you actually made a really nice point there, because what I was going to say is like there's only certain, I want to work with my friends, and there's certain jobs that you then rule out. You rule out office work. You rule out murder. You rule out all that kind of stuff.
Pimping.
You know. You
unless
don't wanna,
you've got really fit friends.
Competitive fighting. You know, like MMA.
I don't think we could set up an MMA. We couldn't set up a Muay Thai league among our mates. Can you imagine?
We could.
We could. It would be awful. Or brilliant.
Zach would win. Would he win?
He's got the fire in his belly and the muscles to hit us all. Yeah, he's quite. You know, Zach could give it a go in a fight.
Oh yeah,
much better than me or you could, because you know it's all about.
Plus, he's got Chloe.
What do you mean? Was like a
tag
coach.
Team?
I don't know if they tag team. I think Chloe would probably take Zach out.
Would you and I be a tag team, or you and your girlfriend?
Oh, we try. We try and be a tag team, wouldn't I?
Would
wouldn't
you choose win? Me over your girlfriend in a wrestling world championship?
Oh yeah, I mean I've known you for a lot longer, haven't I? Yeah, no, get rid of her. Australia. No, I don't know. That's a hard choice.
Yeah,
it depends. If this was all at war, and we were all going to die.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if you'd better.
What I'm basically
fight.
Asking is a simplified version of, are you going to leave me? like, you know, like everyone does. You know?
Thing is, Paddy, I'm moving to Dubrovnik to be a permanent fixture in the Game of Thrones filming.
That's in Croatia.
I'm going to be strapped to one of the roofs of the building in the corner of every shot. You'll see me going, dick out.
If you're behind a barrel, there's a hole in the barrel.
Absolutely. That's what my girlfriend and I will be doing for the rest of our lives.
If you do that, I mean...
Yeah. Still, you can come for a bit.
Well, if I set up this wrestling league.
Yeah, all right, I'll come and guest star once in a while. A TV special. Pay-per-view.
And who else am I going to tag team? James.
Oh, Blind Ernie.
Well, James has got Kate. Blind Ernie. Mm. Blind Ernie hasn't wrestled
much
since
better in a fight than you think, Blind Ernie.
Really?
Because his eyes are actually in the palms of his hands.
Oh, wow. Is he like the guy in Bleach?
Nah, it's all a sham.
Labyrinth.
It's all a sham, but that's what they say
shambles.
In the street. What are you going to do instead of wrestling or...
What are you talking about?
Your job.
Oh,
the thread of this conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Barely holding on.
So
to
I have to. So I wouldn't want to be something like that. So I have to choose a job that I could work with my friends. Yeah. And I thought farming, right?
Oh, so not the like thing the I joked about first.
Yeah.
We've taken.
No,
but
that's why we got into this. But not the kind of farming where you like get up really early and you go and like.
Not the kind of farming which yields results.
yeah, at all. Not productive
kind
farming.
Of casual farming.
Yeah, no, can't farming like harvest moon specifically of like animals that you know only get up at about you know
well,
midday.
That's lazy dogs.
Yeah, farming
be
dogs.
A lazy dog farmer.
I'd be a dog farmer.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be like sheep dogs. They'd be like.
But it, massive, yeah, well, yeah, they'd be, no, they'd be all sorts. I'd have different pens, you know, mate, separate. You don't even need to be separate, they're dogs, right? So, right, basically, oh God, so I'm not saying that we'd set up a farm
but
together.
But have a dog farm, you but if a house.
You, so let's assume that by now, you're married, you know, you're very happy, you've got, you know, all your family, you've got your job that you hate, right? I call you one day, we haven't seen each other since, you know, Operation...
The Armageddon.
Operation Moe.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Champagne. And we haven't seen each other.
Don't try to pretend that any bit of our history is going to be largely based on champagne. That's not going to be a defining point in our lives. I remember the Moe years.
No, it'll be where. No, that's the thing, because I get a girlfriend, right? And I'm happy for once. And then our wedding. No, not in a bleak way. Our wedding.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, sorry, I'll take that in a non-bleak way.
You're obviously there with your wife, and you give your speech, right? Because you're giving a speech for my wedding, by the way. I decided that the other day. Because you're going to be the father of the groom.
Yes.
And you, you pop a cork, yeah?
Yeah.
And it hits my wife in the jugular. Instantly severing.
Oh, I just never apologise.
Yeah, no, and then you don't apologise. It's like a gentleman's agreement that we no longer talk. I'm like, leave this place. And you're like, poof, and you throw me your badge. The badge that
I didn't want this.
I'm going to make you a badge, and you've got to wear it to the wedding. Anyway, so you kill my wife, and then we don't talk for ages. But then I call you. You're unhappy in your job. You're happy with your wife. That's fine. And I say, dude, it's all gone wrong. For some reason, comedy has no longevity.
I'm going to farm,
okay. And I've bought 2 plots of land.
Okay, where?
In rural.
Good stuff. Rural would be an advantage.
You know,
England.
No, because I mean, you know, England, but it's in a controlled ecosystem that I've built.
It's in the Eden Project.
It's in the Eden Project.
It's in the corner of the Eden Project. So you've snuck into
the Eden Project. The Eden Project from my dead wife, right? She's the leader. She's Eden. That's who she is.
That's not who
Adam and
Eve,
Eden Project. Yeah, garden. Right. It was going to be great. She was building Eden to.
That's not what the Eden Project is, and I hope you know that.
Yeah, big gardens.
Eden Project
right?
is the massive biomes down in Cornwall.
Yeah, that's got all the gardens in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and she built
Eve's
them
nothing
to house
it.
Me. Oh, no. Right? Anyway, so she said, I've got the Eden Project, right? Yeah. I've got the dome, biodome.
Yeah.
I've got a big biodome, but it's split into... No, 2 biodomes right next to one another, and there's a farmhouse in each.
Okay, why are you making this so complicated? Literally, the question was, can I remind you, what would you do for a job? It wasn't, and how would you intricately plan this job? I thought there was going to be a moment, maybe I'd answer this question.
You killed my wife. I can say whatever I want.
Can you skip to the end?
Skip to the end. Eden Project, 2 farmhouse. I say, are you coming with me?
I mean, the only details you're giving me are this in the Eden Project.
Yeah.
What are we farming?
That's the next question.
Okay.
What would you farm?
No. What I did there was I asked you that question and I expected you to answer. So why don't you do that?
Mm.
Fucking hell. Right. Oh, we're farming possums.
No.
Slow lorises.
Don't take it lightly.
Slow lorises.
There you go.
I told you also gherkins earlier. Gherkins are the
So
future.
Are you going to go...
Cucumbers.
You're going to go veg.
Gherkins. Well, I don't know. I don't know what's socioeconomically viable
what
to
are the
farm.
Types? So basically, you've got one part of your farm that is food produce, right? And one.
I don't think it comes down to preference, though.
Well,
it's not going to be like, oh, I prefer carrots. No, because it's going to be whatever the fuck you can sell, right?
Oh, no, we live in the Eden Project.
No, what do you mean? Don't just what,
we sell it
live
to
in
the
Eden
little,
Project
the
with
little
two
men.
Monoculture
little
farms.
Men, the little men who live in
which
the Eden
if we
Project.
Eat, like, if we just ate, for example, carrots and goats for the whole year, we'd die of scurvy.
No, we wouldn't.
We'd have to have a diet. Oh, my God.
I feed my goats solely lemons.
Okay, great. All right, goats and carrots.
Goats, is that,
we'd die.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, goats would be really fun.
Okay.
Carrots, my favourite vegetable.
Okay, well, that's fair enough then. Yeah. Okay. I like because we talked about it. I might farm geese.
Yeah.
Because we could eat goose.
You can't herd geese very
and
easy.
Eggs.
Though. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Right? Yeah. And then for the veg bit, olives. Right.
Okay.
And then we got olive oil. So
I don't think you can really farm olives in the UK, even in a biodome.
It's our future.
What do you mean? So we can control
we get to
the
choose. We get to choose the parameters of living inside the Eden Project.
Okay. I feel like that's fine.
But then, because
so
have
all you've got is
goose
liver pate, eggs, and olives.
Yeah, so you could have like a
no
sort of
veg,
like a tapas.
No proper veg, loads of
carrots.
Salt. I thought there's only one farm.
No, we've got 2 farms, 2 biodomes. Come on, mate.
I can't do that project in good conscience anymore. I'm
Why
sorry.
Not?
I'm going to turn you down. It's a no from me.
Oh, Duncan! But I need £100,000.
No, seriously. I'd be a dragon on Dragon's Den. That'd be my other job.
I know that's probably quite a short answer for quite a long question. But what I'm saying is, would you trade for me?
I genuinely would. Actually, that really appeals to me. I don't know about farming. I'd love to keep. You know, like one crop or one animal,
like
right?
a ranch.
But I'd love to have I'd love to have a little
you
ranch.
Build a ranch.
But I'd have some pigs,
yeah,
and some only Aww. A couple, so like pigs and maybe cows. And I wouldn't mind getting up early every morning and doing all the shit.
Okay,
if I had to do that, if that's all I had to do every day, which means the night shift. In
night
the farm,
shift, yeah.
When everyone else, when all the animals included are asleep,
yeah.
Radishes,
I make
asleep.
Sure they're comfortable.
Okay, we do that. We'll do that one.
Yeah, but what?
I'm with you.
Better. Okay, all right. Well, nutrition aside,
yeah.
We're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Okay, right cool. Here. High fives all round.
High fives all round.
Well, that solved the economic crisis.
Brilliant.
Budget. What?
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 Student loans. Oh, no more, mate. Oh, we got carrots and goats.
Did I hear that right, Chancellor of the Exchequer?
Have we saved the economy?
Oh, thank you very much.
Send us a check in the post, thanks, and a knighthood.
Hello, coming in. This is the radio. We have saved the economy.
Why are they saying we if it's the radio?
Paddy and Laurie.
Hey, we are on the radio. At last, they've finally given us our own show on Capital FM.
Capital?
Oh, that's what I'm aiming
Where
for.
Where dreams live.
And die.
Live.
Oh, I'm really happy with this hat I bought.
Where did you get that hat?
It's a really cool
and
hat.
And where did you get those shoes?
Well, actually, these are really
I really good. Love your gloves.
They're pretty good gloves, man. Yeah.
Where did you get those gloves?
Just at the shop.
Your pen is really ace.
Well,
I wish I had your teeth.
Hang on, my teeth.
Let me drive your car.
You definitely can't drive.
Can I keep these bees?
I didn't bring bees, those are just
I'm gonna
bees.
Live in your house.
No, you're not, because
I'm gonna marry your wife.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to get
And
to
then
the
I'm gonna buy those shoes and gloves and your trousers and take your job and kill like half a dozen people and
hey,
then
ho.
I'm gonna probably shit myself and I'll pretend that I'm you and I'll crash your car into
look,
a dockyard
you look,
and then
listen,
I
you have the hat.
Thank
you.
You
have it.
That's all I wanted.
So I told him. Excuse me, I just have my lung. I told him where to find the map. The map all the way to Cincinnati.
I'm sorry, I'm just breathing in your mask. It smells real good today. What you got on?
I got.
Got some of that cologne?
Mink.
Mink cologne.
Mink cologne.
I want to rub some on my wife when she's asleep, and then it'll make me.
Now your wife, that reminds me. So I give this boy the map to Cincinnati.
What'd you give my wife a map to?
No, it wasn't your wife, it was your boy.
My boy?
Your boy.
My boy, he's been dead for 15 years, son!
Your chamber boy.
How dare you? I ain't seen him since I seen my chamber pot.
And this story might explain why I gave the boy a map.
Who?
If you could hold your.
Hang on, who?
Your boy.
Who?
Your boy.
Who, my boy?
Oh boy. Oh. Boy George. I gave that boy George.
A shipping boy
to map to Cincinnati on the old boat liner.
There's blue smoke in my eye, it really hurts.
Oh, sorry, it was the old boat liner destined for Cincinnati.
I don't want to play anymore.
I told him the map was there, and he went and he found his fortune. You know what he found?
I just think it's a bit weird that you're smoking in such close proximity to my face, old man, because you've just...
That boy stumbled upon the ancient Chinese city of Xingsu.
Okay, that's not a Chinese city, number one.
Ancient Chinese.
I can't keep up this charade when you're making up Chinese cities left and centre.
I didn't
make And it right, well. Dare I say.
And I can prove it to you.
How?
Follow me.
Tonbridge Wells, oh, Tonbridge Wells, on the River Wells. Tonbridge Wells, Tonbridge Wells.
Have you ever been to Tonbridge Wells?
One thing we did do when we were away, Paddy, if you remember,
yeah.
It was but last night, is eat all the chicken.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
all the chicken.
So much chicken.
Chicken liquor.
Chicken liquor. Now, do you know what? Can I put my hands up and say, like, it was really good. It wasn't, I was expecting mind-blowing, like, crazy combinations of stuff, but it was actually just, like, quite a small menu of fried chicken stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're not being paid by them, even. They should pay us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Chicken. Just to clarify, by the way, I said just a, like, four times
just a,
there.
Just a little bit more.
Give me just a little bit more. Just to clarify, it's Chicken Liquor, which is in Brixton Market.
Yeah.
And we went there last night for dinner. And, they do, like, Korean.
Cat and Kate and Ralph.
It was lovely. They really do, nice. But like the chicken options are actually relatively limited. I mean, yeah. They have four different styles. They're all chicken.
They've
right.
got two. It's wings or fillet bits.
Well, yeah, but then it's Korean, yeah. Thai, buffalo, yeah. or Otherwise. Oh, chicken shop.
Chicken
Which
shop.
Is like normal fried chicken. Yeah. Quite boring. Quite.
It's a little basket. It's loaded.
I thought it was really good.
Chicken is vastly underrated.
Why do you bring up chicken?
Well, because after that, Paddy, mm-hmm. we went back to. Kate and Kat and Ralph's place, which is lovely. Ralph yeah. is another gamer. We get on very well with him and the Ow. Other two, I guess. Although they are women, eh?
Can't be friends. Not my what?
Ovaries.
What's the time? Don't mind if not I time don't. For cross-gender we, friendships. That's for sure.
Jesus Christ. And we watched a film by the name of Heathers, which was the girl, like not to split by the girls, but the girls happened to really enjoy it, and we happened to not really like it. And it was a film about. It was kind of playing with the cliches about high school, American yeah. high school dramas.
Cliques.
About, I wondered, Paddy, if you'd want to walk us through that film, because I think you took a lot from it.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I think if you try to pin the narrative together again,
okay.
You might find a couple of surprising bits.
Okay, all right. So as far as I could construe,
yeah.
the film is called Heathers, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Which I thought, classic.
Yeah. Set in Scotland.
Scottish Highlands.
Among the purple flowers.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, around. Wow. Look, everyone's happy.
Holy shit.
On the Highlands. All good, right? Heathers. So actually, it starts... with a game of croquet.
As every what? Good film
no,
does.
No, as every bad film does.
Name another film that starts with croquet.
Croquet 2, The Crokening.
That was very quick, but wrong.
So, like,
is the secret of that film is actually about frogs?
Mm, 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 mm.
The croquening.
Okay.
Oh my God, they're croquening!
So, Heathers are playing croquet, right? Three
no
girls,
frogs
for a start, they're all called Heather.
Yeah, that's why it's called Heather.
But they're not actually called Heather.
Yeah, they are.
No, you find that out in the film, that none of them call Heather. The leader is Heather.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're the Heathers, because they're like Heather's gang.
Yeah, but they all take on the name Heather to be a mate, don't they?
Yeah, but why would you do that? If you're becoming friends,
can you imagine
with someone,
if I
start,
don't
steal their fucking name?
Do you, no, what would be? I think it might turn up if you come to a show and someone's like, "Hi, I'm Paddy," and like, "Oh wow, wicked! Well, I'm great to hear that your name's Paddy as well." And they'd be like,
"That is what I do.
I changed it after I watched Johnny the Baptist because I think you're so brilliant." Can you imagine if someone
really
did
dark.
That? Someone who just really liked you and wanted to be your mate.
I want someone to change their middle name to Shambles and then email us.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, go on.
A category. If someone does it, I will...
Deed poll.
You can do an episode of the Pod Channels on your own. Because you deserve that.
Get them in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, if you right, change your middle name
I'm pretty sure this is illegal to, like, coerce people into changing their middle name to Shambles.
Yeah, no, we're not coercing.
We're saying we will reward you.
I just thought it was a gentle suggestion. And coming
which we
up
will
next.
Reward you for.
Yeah, so...
okay, so there are three Heathers.
Three Heathers, right? The plane croquet.
And
a baby. Oh, two and a half men. But no, is that a baby? No, it's a little man. It's a tiny man, isn't
Continue,
it?
Continue, please.
Half a man. Corpse. Anyway... babies, right? No, Heathers. Yeah, no, they're playing croquet, and then they're like all plush, and they're all like popular and shit.
I think the word is slowny.
Slowny. Yeah, that's a great word for it. So
Preppy.
They're playing croquet, and then suddenly camera turns, and there's a girl buried up to her neck in the croquet pitch court.
Yeah,
croquet field.
Croquet lawn.
Croquet lawn. Yeah, like bulls.
It's a lawn.
It's a lawn.
It's Why a not? Green for bulls.
It's a lawn. I'm all for lawn. Yeah. And they're playing croquet.
I think you're really cool, Jenny. You don't know this film, but actually, it's your favourite. So
okay,
please.
No. And then the ball hits her in the head, and you're like, "Oh, it's quite a surreal film." And it turns out she wasn't actually in the ground, right? It was like an example of how these girls sort of dick on this other
yeah.
girl, whose name is
Veronica.
Veronica, yeah,
played by the girls whose name I completely forgot.
Winona Ryder. I'm pretty sure it's Winona. Yeah. Anyway, so and anyway, it's meant to represent that. Yeah, Veronica and the Heathers. Like, Veronica's trying to join the Heathers gang.
She's kind of mates with them already, though.
Yeah,
she's done
then,
pretty well.
And then they're all at high school, and basically the Heathers are all dicks. Like, that's the plot. That's the exposition at the beginning. Like, oh, look at how awful these people are. And Veronica wants to be like them, but she's not quite
turmoil. turmoil arises because she realises she doesn't really want
exactly.
to
be Diana. Exactly.
But God, what choice does she have,
Paddy? They're mean to this girl, right, and then Veronica's like, oh, I'm not sure we should be doing that or whatever. Then they run into Christian Slater.
No, Christian Slater, who is introduced to the film by sitting in the corner of the cafeteria and staring at them.
Squinting at them.
For like a good 10 minutes.
Yeah, and then they come over.
Elongated scene.
And then Veronica goes over and she meets him because they're doing a survey about, like, what if you died tomorrow, would you get $1 million? and like Christian Slater's like, well, I don't care. I'm just pretty cool. And he's like meant to be this cool guy and he dresses like me.
You see what we were
trying to
tell
you. The cracks are starting to show in my not good armor. Bad armor.
You're
there
not
we go.
Good armor.
Yeah, so sub good. And Christian Slater, and then she obviously likes Christian Slater. And then, as far as I can tell, scene two, like, they kill one of them.
Yeah.
Right, they kill one of the Heathers as like a joke. I don't know. And what, she drinks a load of petrol.
They want to make her throw up, so they give her, it's like bleach, basically, a bathroom cleaner.
Yeah, and she drinks it because they Christian were going to. Like,
Winona Ryder says, I'll give her milk and oranges. That'll make her throw up because they went to a party.
She's innocent.
And Winona
like,
threw up.
Winona throws up. Yeah,
and they're all taking the piss.
And then the Heathers
so go, oh, we'll take the piss. Winona and Christian say at this point are banging, by the way.
Oh,
they bang immediately. Yeah, they bang really quickly in that film. Or is it after she dies? Mm. Yeah, anyway, and they go, so they get the milk and oranges. They go, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And then Christian Slater goes, what about if we actually gave her bleach, which has this big skull and crust?
And she's like, I don't know, Christian Slater.
It sounds like a bad idea. Maybe she'll be poorly.
And Christian Slater's like, man, no, I shall drink it. And then,
they feed her the bleach and she dies, obviously, because it's bleach.
She drinks bleach. She dies, falls through a table.
So the first thing Mum said, she said, now, Laurie, I've got this exciting bottle.
Yeah.
It's shaped like a duck, and it's for the toilet. It's called Toilet Duck.
Eyes
lit up. I was like, fucking brilliant. Let me have a gear. But it will kill you. And it's the one thing I remember.
So she dies, right?
Yeah, for drinking Toilet
Duck.
And
then they think that she drinks a lot of Toilet Duck. They then think at school that she's committed suicide, right? So she's made like a martyr of.
Sponsored by Toilet Duck.
Yeah, exactly. Duck, 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 duck. And they realise that actually, like, killing her has made her more powerful.
So the next Heather takes over.
The next Heather becomes, it's like Shadow of Mordor.
Exactly.
When you kill a war chief, one of the lieutenants or whatever, gets in there. The other Heather does that. The other Heather's also awful or something.
Yeah.
And then the jocks are like, oh, and they start a rumour that they had a threesome. Right.
They will go on a double date, don't they?
They go on a double date.
And one of them pretty much almost rapes a girl.
It's fucking dark.
And Winona gets away.
And then Christian Slater shows up and is like, hey, you want to get out of here? And they get on his bike and they drive down.
Bang.
And get a slushy. And they keep getting slushies. And like his
the central plot point is the snack bar.
Is he's like, I've lived in 7 towns in the past 10 years.
I always come
to the old snack junction for a slushy and some jerky.
It really reminds me of home.
And he's an asshole. Or whatever, and he takes her away, and then the rumor gets started that Heather and Vivian, rogue element Vivian,
Veronica
Mars. Suddenly, she like there's a sex rumor that they had
a sex rumor,
and then she's like, oh, I hate the Jacks. I wish the Jacks were dead. And Christian Slater's like, hey, well, why don't we shoot them with these not bullets that are clearly bullets? Right? He's like, no, my grandpappy got them in WW2. He calls it WW2.
Like it's the WW2.
Like he's some kind of prick. And then and she's convinced
War
that the
two.
Bullets won't kill the jocks. They get the jocks to come to the woods.
What happens?
They kill them. They kill both the jocks. One of them runs away, and then the police officers show up, and one of them looks a bit like my dad, and it was really unnerving.
It was quite weird.
Yeah, it was a bit weird. And then they're dead, and everyone thinks that's a suicide, and then someone else dies because she gets,
at this point, we'd stop watching.
Yeah, like, this point, I was not concentrating. And then Christian Slater finds Winona Ryder. She's hung herself, of course. Turns out she hasn't hung herself. He keeps showing up at her window as well. That's like a trope of, like, oh, those older men.
Oh, he's a bit weird, isn't he? He comes out the window. Isn't that sweet? No.
Yeah, and like the parents are like, he's like, oh, my parents are downstairs. And the guy like pops his head at the window. It's like, hey, why don't we go? It's always Christian Slater. Hey, why don't we go out on my bike? And
I think all you're worried about is basically you.
He then shows up at the school. She's not dead. He's not surprised. He plants bombs everywhere.
He's going to purge
the school. It turns out his dad is his son or something. And they,
his dad is his son.
They have like this role
that
play.
Is impossible.
No, well, yeah, but they have that role play. Anyway, it's really fucking strange. She then has to take Christian Slater out, right? She like hits him with a fire extinguisher and then shoots his finger off whilst he's swearing at her. She then walks, the bombs go off. He straps a bomb to himself.
She leaves him for dead, gets out and is like, oh, phew, it's all okay. And she goes,
and no one notices that she's realizes, covered in blood.
And she realizes when she sees all the cheerleaders and all the people in the class, she's like, well, then maybe I can live with this. Maybe I can be.
Yeah, it's just high school. It's just high school.
I can get through it.
And then she comes outside. Yeah. Who's there? Christian Slater. Apparently with a suicide bomb attached to his chest.
Which stops working at one
which
point.
Which stops working. And it's not even a plot thing. It's like the bomb stops working. You're like, oh, fuck, the bomb's not going to go off. And then he just, like, fiddles with the wires and then it works again. And it's like, oh, well, that was a waste of a good 90 seconds. I wish I was dead for. And he then blows himself up. She's covered in guts and she's all black and sooty. She walks back into the school. Everyone's like, oh, my God.
And she goes, like,
I'm not going to ask her.
She
what
nicks
happened.
Someone's hair tie.
She takes someone's hair. She takes Heather's hair tie.
Heather's
implying that maybe she's going to become the next Heather.
Yeah.
She walks down. Then the girl that they originally dipped on at the beginning of the fall, at the beginning of the film, is riding a motor scooter.
The beginning of this foolish endeavor.
And she's riding one of those like little motor scooters, the granny's.
Motor scooters.
Oh my God, I'm really jumbling my words. She's riding one of those little scooters with a basket and all that shit. Heather comes up to her. No, Vivian. Veronica.
Veronica. Or is it Heather Mind?
Oh shit. Oh. And then Vivian is like, hey, do you want to go? She's like, hey, you got someone for senior prom? And the girl's like, no, what about you? And she's like, I don't have one either.
Well, the voice is changing every time they swap.
And then she's like, want to come around to my house and pop some corn? And she's like, I'd like that. And then she walks off down the hall, long camera shot. The other one's wheeling along next to her. And it's like, oh, best of friends. End of film. Shit. Waste of a time. A time that could have been spent doing better things.
Yes. So thanks, guys, for that.
Yeah, thanks, Hunter S. Thompson.
Hey, thanks, guys, for that. That was really something. Oh, what if I knife you
Christian
in the eyeballs?
Slater.
And at the end of the film, Veronica turns around, looks in the mirror, and all the Heathers are in the mirror going, yeah!
Yeah, no, she has a... You do such an accurate impression of a witch. That's, you know, that's in my top five things.
Top five
like
Laurie talents.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. It's number four.
What's number five?
Or does an even better wizard? Oh. No, hang on, that'll be number three.
That's like our mad alchemist as well. My pretty.
Do you want to know what number one is?
What's number one?
It's that you are you.
Oh, that you complete me.
You complete me like two halves of a wedge. A wedge that's been cut in
a
half.
A sand wedge.
A sand wedge.
If you will, you're the filling and
if
I'm
you
the bread.
You were Tiger Woods.
You're like the really exciting, sloppy bit in the middle, and I'm the stoic, you know, absorbent stuff on the outside. Together,
we
make a delicious
about?
Sandwich.
I thought you were talking about golf.
Why did I talk about golf?
The Volkswagen Golf is available.
No, we promised not to!
I've just bought a brand new pangolin. He's really good at doing impressions. Listen to him do an impression of a pangolin. That's probably what they sound like. Pangolins.
Where are we then?
It's been many years we've been travelling.
I know, we're finally here.
But this, my friend.
Yeah.
This is the ancient Chinese
remarkably
city of
like our, remarkably like our flat.
No, my friend.
Why are you smoking so much?
Because...
You wouldn't be a good cowboy if you had emphysema, would you?
Exactly. I think my voice has changed.
You've changed into, like, a wise, old, wide old street head.
That's because we've been travelling
so
long. So
long that you've
travelling
changed.
Travelling so long. Now,
right, where are we? What have you got to show me?
They say this city is built on the demons of my father.
This is my flat in East London and your flat.
My friend. This is the ancient Chinese city of Tang.
You've forgotten what it's called, haven't you? You just put in some kind of racist two syllables just to make it.
Dynasty Warrior 6. Oh, look at all them families on the wall.
This is the fridge that we don't use.
This ain't no fridge.
We trap the
friend.
Fox in.
Because let me give you this here key.
Okay, that's just a penknife.
Why don't you open up and see what's in that there?
I'm not going to open the fridge, mate. Yours. I'm going home. Are you just gonna stare at me?
What's wrong with that cord? It's lovely.
Here's one for you, my man.
How about I've got a proper question?
Oh.
I don't know what yours was. It's probably, yeah.
Why don't you pop a cork in it?
Oh!
Visual gag, by the way, because I'm holding a cork.
I know I got it in my bum.
It was really
very visual.
Yeah,
not at all fun.
Very real.
I got a question for you. So have you seen the news recently, Patsy? For the I do know the news. I promise.
Okay, what's the news?
Oh, Syria. No.
What's the word on the street?
Oh,
what's
that?
Bus stop. Because it's on the street. I think I've done that gag before, but I'm really pleased with that.
The news is that I as a cyclist in London am very excited to know that they're going to give over most of the road all the way from basically here into central London to a lovely separated bike lane where only the clean master race bicyclists may go and none of you riffraff may ever enter.
Do you know why they call it the news?
Why?
It's because it's all new.
It's all new. It's the all new. All new.
It's the new plural.
They sometimes show stuff that has already happened. In fact, I'd wager something that's ever happened. And it's been on Twitter already.
It's an abbreviation of newspaper.
It's not an abbreviation of newspaper. Anyway, my question for you, Mr. Newspants. Oh, bloody Hugh Edwards over here.
Corporal BBC.
Tonight on the BBC, Paddy Jervis is a dick.
Oh. Continue.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Bike lanes.
So, you know, the fucking leader of the cabbie union said that it was, you know...
Professor von Uberschmack.
He was brought in after the mysterious assassination of... What was his name? Bob Crowe. He was the old London Union Transport guy, wasn't he? Anyway, he was disgusted that so much London had given over to cyclists. Cyclists being made a priority, and he called us all dicks and said that we all deserve to die. Yeah, me and Zach are, so you're one of us, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
But if you could choose, right? If you had blank slate, you could choose a new mode of transport for London to be based around, right? To take priority of all other transport. What would it be? What would you like to have free reign to transport? Have a little separate lane for your.
Wakeboarding.
Luge. You want a luge?
Oh, no, it'd be riding something. It'd be like an emu track.
Would they be like... Oh, my God. But, like, would it be like you'd have little emu stations either and you'd jump on an emu?
And then...
What would I guess chocobos?
But with emus, right?
Yeah. Right. What's the advantage of emus over chocobos?
A bunch of emus is like, you know, basically, the budget.
They're better at Magicka.
Budget's fucked, right? They need to find a load of money.
Right.
Part of what emus. They're looking into, benefit fraud. Right.
Okay.
So let's say emu riders, let's call them emulators.
Emsters.
The emulators.
Joust.
Get to, yeah.
This is the plot of Joust.
So the emulators get to, they get to use this superhighway, right? Mm-hmm. And let's say maybe they avoid congestion emus. Charge.
Yeah, exactly. No congestion charge, maybe free emu parking.
Yeah.
You know, they're
cheap emu rental.
Right of way.
Yeah.
Right of way.
I love it when you get to a junction and two emus just look at each other and they're like, bah!
Well, who's going to get out of this one?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, mate, it's all a bit... oh, no, I've lost it.
Did you have a joke?
I did. It was only an innuendo, though.
Oh, if that was a Pokemon, that would be Emu 2.
That's not even a joke.
So, right, they're using the emu highways, right? Yeah. People start... trying to get by without emus.
That's what I'm saying. What would be your punishment for non-emu users?
Well, when we catch someone wearing one of those, like, novelty...
red
nose tape, like, emu costumes, and they're running down next to the emus. Obviously they're
allowed
not
to do it. No, they're allowed to do it, but only if they avoid the doing any Rod Hull or David Brent jokes.
Yeah.
Or peck anyone's eyes.
I was about to say, have you ridden an emu? But you probably haven't.
No, obviously not.
Can you ride
emu? I don't think so. I think maybe, right, like, a
genetically bred super emus. Super emus.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Their favourite band is Diana Ross and the Supremes.
And the Supremes.
Get Diana Ross to do the campaign.
Oh my god, Ross Geller. No. Could be her second in command for the Emu Army.
Why is Ross involved?
The Emu Me.
Umami.
Umami. So Emu Ramen, or whatever we were talking about, right, then the benefit boards are the guys that, my Tramsuit is large bird.
Couldn't go there anyway.
What about rocks? Okay, if I said the word rock.
I know exactly what you mean. It's a mythical, enormous bird. In Roman and Egyptian mythology. Egyptian, mostly.
Yeah. And it was also in Heroes of Might and Magic 3.
It was. It's always, in games, it's always a transport. It's always like, or like a, it takes you somewhere. The ones in Age mythology.
Thunder, they're like thunderbirds.
No, they're not thunderbirds. They're Greek.
I know, they're Greek thunderbirds. They're a different thing, aren't they? I read about them in Sandman, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The thunderbirds. It's American Gods.
By the way, thunderbirds thank you come so much.
Rip him apart.
Thank you so much for getting me the Sandman collection.
By Neil Gaiman.
It's really good.
Mate, it's so good.
Hey, speaking of graphic novels, I finished this of Sandman. I know.
Hang on, is that the new section, Claxon?
What's that?
This new section.
This is the worst.
That's a new section.
I'm going to kill myself.
It's a new section.
Well, it's not a new section. I just wanted to talk because I'm going to
just. To put a break in the podcast because what we don't do is break it up.
Yeah.
So we need some like YouTube style jump cuts. But
smash cut.
Who's read a graphic novel recently?
That's the comic robot. Yeah. He brings gags and books. Oh. So I finished that Sandman. Fucking brilliant. I've just read. You also got me for Christmas The Wicked and the Divine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Best new series. I think it's by Image Comics.
Yeah.
It's fucking wonderful.
Do you know what? I have to admit, I read it like in the last couple of days. Just got in my room now.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for loaning it to me.
That's okay. You bought it.
Not convinced.
You're not convinced?
Not convinced.
Oh, man.
I thought it was a one-off. And I think I went in there still thinking it was on off, despite you telling me not.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's just too open. It's too, like, anything can happen. It can go so many ways.
Because I think they're going to streamline it in the next. Sorry, we should give some exposition on. So Wicked and the Divine. It's a story about, basically, there's a pantheon of gods.
Yes.
And they're kind of based on, like, the classic image of God. There's, like Lucifer and that kind of, like,
There's Woden, there's...
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell, Woden.
There's, like, a love goddess. Loki. It's not Aphrodite, is it? Loki.
Yeah. It's basically, like the kind of all gods from slightly different religions.
And one of them's Baal, the Carthaginian god, who's fucking awesome.
It's so cool.
And they, when they reincarnate, they kind of take on, in the most modern reincarnation, they become like the pop stars of the day.
Because they reincarnate every 90 years.
Every 90 years. And they kind of take on, in the modern day one, there's like a kind of guy who looks a bit like Kanye West.
Yeah.
And a girl who's a bit like...
Rihanna.
Reality, we'll go Bast, the Egyptian
and there's
god
like
Bast.
A David Bowie kind of figure and that kind of thing.
Before I forget, by the way, it's written by Kieran Gillen, who did a couple Kieran of the really...
And Jamie McKelvey is the artist.
Kieran Gillen's just been signed on to do another series. I can't remember what it is, but he's the new hot property.
So good. But yeah, it's amazing. So they get reincarnated every 90 years, and they get 2 years on Earth to basically become...
They're normal people, aren't they? And then they awaken for 2 years.
They awaken for 2 years as gods, all at the same time.
But they could be anywhere. They could be born any age.
Exactly. And they go on to become like the musical icons of that generation.
Is it just music, or is it just like?
Well, I think like
isn't their power being famous?
In this incarnation, it's certainly it's like fame, but normally in relation to music. I think in this incarnation, but like they, and then basically the story begins with one of the gods is murdered, and everyone goes, okay, fuck. And then they reveal that they're gods, and humanity goes, oh, shit. And then it turns out that only gods can kill gods. So one of the rest of the pantheon has committed the murder.
And what's the business? I understand, right, because at the beginning, they have one of the last meeting in the 20s or 30s.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's them all, and it's kind of roughly recognisably a couple of the same people, and then there are skulls. Yeah. Round certain seats, are they ones who have died?
I think they're ones that have died because some of the chairs are empty.
But they all, do you reckon they all come back though? Because there only have four people then, weren't they?
Yeah.
Okay. Nine of them.
Isn't there 12 gods?
I can't remember.
But basically they all reincarnate.
Sure. The more I think about it, the more I'm like, actually, it's quite.
It is really good.
It's like, really, it's such it's really a cool interesting. Idea. I think I wasn't.
And it's all within the first couple of pages, it's all about Lucifer is imprisoned.
Yeah.
And it's someone who tries to find out the truth. You know, of course, like, it's a detective kind of thing, like, tries to find out which god did it.
And it's a human.
And it's a human. Yeah, exactly, who gets interested in, like, the occult and the divine. And it's fucking brilliant, so I can't recommend that enough. I also read Necronomicon.
Oh, yeah.
Which is stunning.
Which is
really
a, like,
hard-hitting.
One-off H.P. Lovecraft story. Who wrote that? I can't remember who did that. Someone quite cool.
It's Alan Moore.
It is Alan Moore.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's really, really good.
Lizard Rape.
Lots of Lizard Rape. It's really strange, but it is very good. I've been reading a lot of like Lovecraft-inspired things recently.
I will give you my big copy called the Necronomicon, which is like his collected works. It's a big leather-bound book with like Cthulhu scrawled on the front of it. It's fucking beautiful. Speaking of which, by the way, to round off this kind of any other business section.
Oh, yeah, sorry. This is just us.
No,
chatting.
It's great. But I'm really to remind you all that our friend Liam's game, which is also very much H.P. Lovecraft inspired, Son of the Sea, is now out. It's now available to buy.
Oh, yeah.
Buy it on Steam. Like, Total Biscuit did a stream of it the day it came out. It's really fucking brilliant.
So, yeah, it's called search Fail Better Games or Son of the Sea. And
Son
of
the Sea on Steam.
It's genuinely exceptional.
We've only had a really tiny go on it, but we're really keen to play it properly. And who knows, we might even...
Let's play with the developer.
Ooh.
That'd be a fun way to...
would be. We should probably do one on our own to fuck it all up and then get him in to tell us how to do it better.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, watch this space. But, I mean, the other part of this bit is... Mm. To tell the good ladies and gentlemen that we're both going to the Big Apple.
What a boy! Look at that. Hey, I got a booger here. Oh, Dustin Hoffman. No thanks, Midnight Cowboy.
Get me another book.
Oh, hey, Bagel.
I work in a library in New York. I am the librarian administrator.
Have you seen that Joey from Friends? No, of course you haven't, you schmuck.
Yeah,
he ain't no real person.
We're going to go there.
I've turned into a seagull.
We've got no seagulls in New York. That's going to be a big adjustment.
It's a New York seagull. Yeah, but basically, in short, we are both going to New York.
Paddy's going because his job actually requires him to be out there. And I'm going.
Yeah, and you're going because your job requires
him. Because I
asked
my job if I could. I was like, hey, you know how we've got, you know, some people who work in New York? I think I need to be with them.
Yeah.
And mostly it's because you're going there and I really want to go on holiday
in
New York.
We're going to spend a month together in New York.
2 weeks.
It's going to,
You're there for like a month and a half, aren't you?
I am there for 7 weeks.
Yeah.
And then I'm off on tour.
But you guys are gigging in New York.
Gigging
Johnny
in
the Baptist.
Yeah.
All our New York listeners, you must be in their thousands.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Come buy Paddy a beer, go see him. And also go
They're
see
called
every,
the Big Apple Shambles.
Go see every brilliant thing as well. Mm. Which is what I am so, I can't even get to see in London. I am so excited.
It's a brilliant play.
The New York Times gave 4 stars, Paddy.
Oh my god.
I kind of need some more recommendation stuff to do because I've been to New York as a tourist a couple of times. So I've done my Times Square and
the Rockefeller.
You've been before, haven't you?
Top of the Rock. Yeah, I've been there.
So I'm not too, I mean, not to plan out our itinerary live on air, but I'm not too fussed about doing our thing. But what I want is like comic shops, pizza places. I know I'm taking us to one pizza place on Staten Island and we can do the whole Louis bit on Staten Island.
Oh, it's my birthday present from Laurie, Zach and Chloe.
Oh, yeah.
It was a voucher for us to go for dinner at this awesome pizza restaurant on Bleecker Street. Which
Greenwich
is amazing.
Village.
Which is also where I'm going
to
be living.
Yeah, I'm living in Williamsburg because I've got a beard and it's where I have to be.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a beard and I can play a string instrument, so I've got to be in Williamsburg.
So, like, but don't panic. Like, basically, I'm away for 3 months.
Yeah.
But Laurie's going to be with me in New York.
And I think, weirdly, we're going
to
have a lot more time in New York.
And it's really strange. We're going
to
have a lot of time in New York to do things because we've both got sort of the evenings together.
Yeah.
And also, we're going to pre-record some stuff. And there's some things that we might have to pre-record, so we might be trying to make it very, very regular.
I think that's the idea, yeah.
Like, we might be trying to do it weekly or bi-weekly or something.
And we found we've got a new platform for us to go on that isn't iTunes, because iTunes is an absolute shitter.
Yeah.
Not to say we will still be on iTunes.
We will still be there, so you can
still
get it.
We will still be there forever, exactly the same way as we've always been.
Mm.
But we're hopefully going to join up with some guys who make a new app thing for listening to podcasts, which
we probably shouldn't name it. Yeah,
I'm not going to, because we haven't technically said yes.
Yeah.
But like Football Rambler on it, Yogs are on it, everyone, it's a really cool
thing.
We're
reading the contract.
We're pretending to read the contract. Basically, what I said is, Paddy, our business strategy should be let's wait for weeks before we reply, and then we're like, yeah, it looks good, send it over.
Yeah, like when you catch a fish.
Like when you catch a fish.
Let
the secretary
swim to
deal with the fish.
Yeah, let the fish secretary just
deal
answer the phone. How many fish?
So that's our
more. Yeah. That's what I'll say less, to them. If less fish.
So that's our only other business. So we'll be in New York. We'll be doing some exciting things. And who knows? Maybe we'll go and see ya. Ooh, a basketball show.
And then maybe you guys will finally get your way.
Yeah.
And you'll hear a lot more fucking of us bastards on a more regular basis. And it will be a bigger deal.
Because remember, Pot Shamble should be like your poo. Yeah. Really regular, but predictable.
Clockwork.
Poo.
Well, come over here. Is a little granddaughter of mine, you sweet thing, tell me. Little girl, can you sing?
Yes, Granddad, I can.
No, don't!
I find we're back from the fridge. I thought we'd never get away.
On that.
There's nothing. We closed the fridge, remember, because the smell was so bad. Because you haven't opened it for 3 years.
No, it hasn't been opened in 10,000
3 years, because we put that fox in
there.
We put
that fridge in this ancient here city of what? Shang Tsung.
We just sat in your room again.
I went back and listened. It's called Shang Tsung. I put inside the key to my father's fortune.
Okay, what is that key?
That key is right. Yeah, and we can't do another key bit. Here, take this key.
Whoop!
Now, oh.
That's the universal noise of a key.
Whoop!
When you pass the key, here's the key.
Do-do-ding!
Whoop! Or like,
what's it when you find a key and say, anywhere, whoop? Now you got that there key.
Yep.
Another key, by the way.
It's a different key. Let's be clear about this.
It's on the same key, Rick. I mean, I keep a lot of keys, and we're going to get through every single one before the night's over.
I'm just... Okay.
Welcome to my room of 1,000 chests.
I'm
going to
stop you here. We've done this. I'm going. Bye.
Well, I guess I just tell my story to the next motherfucker that comes along.
Listen up, everybody. This song is called Bum Monkey.
Woohoo!
That's as far as I got.
We've only gone and written a joke.
Oh! 1-0 to the Tottenham!
Oh my god. Tottenham. Yeah. That was the worst high five of... still bad. It's getting better.
That was my bum.
Yeah, come on you Spurs is the flavour of the
stick
day.
It in the
but
goal.
Nothing to do with what we're about to talk about. So we've cut... Listen, this is quite an exciting
fucking
day.
Fucking gold mine.
We have come up with a bona fide
Can I
joke.
Say, you came up with the punchline, darling. That was all the hard work.
Oh my god,
I just did the work to get there and frankly together. We're just bloody perfect.
We are just bloody perfect. So we're going to share the first ever Pod Shambles joke.
Picture, if you will, to set the scene.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh, a busy English pub.
Oh, what
can you hear? What's that in the background? Hubbub, 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 rhubarb, 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 rhubarb. What's that?
Pigeons.
Is that a car alarm? There are no pigeons in a pub. Anyway, it's a pub. Busy
outside
pub.
The pub.
Busy English pub. You're with all your mates, all right?
Are we in the pub or outside?
Yeah, no, we're part of this because it's the setup for our gag, right?
Yeah, but have we already
this
come in?
This is the mise-en-scene.
The mise en detre.
Okay, no, we're all sat around, we just got an order, and we'll say, oh, sit down, oh, how's your, hey, Binko, how's your wife? Oh, great, good to you, mate.
It's not how we
stand.
Let's pretend we're at the
We've
pub.
Done that, okay. We've done that, we've got our drinks,
yeah.
You and I, gin and tonics, everyone else, beer.
Stout, mate.
And then they're drinking a lager. But they're
vegetable. Just like the tears of... Anyway, so we're at the pub, picture this, we're at the pub, you're also at the pub.
Okay.
That's what's exciting. You, the listener, you're at the pub with us, right? And maybe a couple of others, otherwise it'd be weird if the two of us were like, we have a joke for you.
We go. No, but it starts so naturally. You've got just dips into the conversation. I go, oh, guys,
hang on.
What are you going to do?
No, it's not. Wait, it's you and me. Like, what would we normally be like at a pub? Be like, oh.
What do you mean? Why are we smashing our glasses
together? No, we're clinking. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate. Oh, cheers.
I'm really glad you got to join me at this pub.
Oh, I'll tell you, what's a funny story, actually, mate. Last week, I tell you what, fucking brilliant.
Oh, you guys should listen in on this.
I was in Nicaragua, you know, as I was. You know, I went on holiday in the mist. It's a fucking great time, right? Went out to the middle of the jungle, right?
Yeah.
Having a great time. Went to see all the waterfalls, all the
Which
fish.
Jungle?
You know, the jungle.
Which Nicaraguan?
Yeah, you know, the one, you know, it's called Big Jungle. It's got all the cats.
Oh, Jungle Grande.
Jungle Grande.
Yeah.
Big Jungle Grande. Big River. Jungle. We were hanging around, only bloody hanging around in the jungle.
Why
and our guide, because what I'm like in the pub, I put on a special accent to be pub man.
Oh, yeah, but like, I just feel it's a detriment.
Well, come on, that's the story.
I just think the joke would be better.
And then,
just
shut up. Let me tell the fucking story.
Okay,
right?
All right.
What I would say in the pub.
Oh, yeah, that's what you say in the pub. Okay, Nicaragua.
And we're going around the jungle and, you know, hang around a bit. And now, eventually, I lost the bloody tour guide, didn't I? Because I'm an idiot.
The tour guide?
Yeah, I lost the tour guide.
So the jungle?
Yeah, in the jungle. You can't go in the jungle in your own, can you, mate?
Was it a Sherpa?
Not in the jungle. That's for mountains in the Himalayas.
Yeah, but was he lost?
In Asia.
Was he ever lost?
No, it was a tiny man called Pacho, who was a tiny native Sudamericano. And yeah. He took me around the way, and I lost him. Bloody lost him, didn't I? So I turned left of the snake, right of the waterfall, up the water, down, and there I am.
Like Indiana Jones.
Like Indiana Jones. Like past Indiana the big Jones. Boulder.
Who was played by Harrison Ford in the... hit
See,
series of
funny
movies.
And informative.
Yeah, exactly.
Harrison Ford wasn't there though. Anyway, I guess it's clearing.
You'll laugh, but you'll learn. I feel that's...
Why are you deflating my
sorry.
Story so
no,
rapidly?
No, continue. No, we're still at the pub. This
yeah,
is...
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Because I annoy
banter.
You at the
oh,
pub.
Oh, Paddy, you fucking prick! I killed your wife. I stumbled upon this clearing, and in the clearing was this huge, huge group of monkeys, right? They were quite... They weren't like chimps or gorillas. I don't really know what they were, but they are the kind of monkeys, big on arms, and they all kind of looked quite scared at me, and I saw in front of me this amazing banquet table full of, like, monkey food. Like some of it was, you know, grubs and stuff, but there were bits of fruit, there was like vegetables, all arranged beautifully. Like, no mere monkey hands could have done this.
Do they have a table?
I thought it was a buffet, mate. I thought the hotel had laid on a little buffet.
Have they made a table?
Made a table out of tree stumps and a tree. So I thought, well, this free fucking buffet continental breakfast, don't mind if I don't.
I didn't understand a word you just said.
I said. What can I do? Oh, it's obviously a continental breakfast.
Continental
don't
breakfast.
Mind if
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Clearly, this is what I said. And I helped myself. All the monkeys, right, they get the right ump, don't they? They fuck off. They go, oh, I'm not any of this.
What are you They'll taking go. In specific? Like,
from the buffet? Yeah. Fucking everything. It was brilliant. So much food. I hadn't eaten all day. I'd lost the guy. I didn't think I was ever going to see humankind again. I just stuffed myself. I even ate some of the grubs.
Yeah.
I ate this big thing that looked like a baby. I think it might have been a monkey. But
a little monkey.
Really tasty. Ate it all and thought, great, listen, I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah.
Luckily enough, Pacho's just around the corner having a piss, isn't he? Found him!
He found Pacho.
He didn't realise I was gone. Anyway, found him.
It's very real.
Thank you. I like to add characters. Pacho, by the way, big Liverpool fan. So we had a bit of a banter on the way home. And saying about, oh, you'll give me... Oh, I said, oh, that Philippe Coutinho, he's sure, you're not better.
You're not playing the football.
Oh, I said, oh, you'll walk alone because you're rubbish. Oh, that's a
clever. Liverpool, it's interesting because they're almost as good as the average championship team.
Oh,
there we go. Paddy's learnt the football burns. That's right. That's right.
Oh, my word. How will they recover
from
that?
Take that, Jamie.
Merseyside. Fuck you, Jamie. Jamie, listen, we love you, but Liverpool is shit.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And then
he's gonna
we've
be
become
so
those
angry.
Guys, man. You've become one of those guys that will deliver football damnations.
Yeah,
like publicly. That's you now. Yeah. That's part of you. How do you feel? Do you feel like you've betrayed your 15-year-old self?
Well, I'm just so happy that I got to come
anyway,
on the show.
Funny thing is, so we get, you know, I get back to the hotel, everything's fine.
Pacho's led you home.
Yeah, he took me, I piggybacked the whole way, it's brilliant.
And you're
brilliant.
Full.
I'm full. I'm not
stuffed.
Full.
You don't need to go to dinner
work.
That night.
No, great, not for 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think nothing of it. So I came home, right, this week, right?
Yeah.
Came home.
How long ago was this?
This is a week. It was pretty quickly. I wasn't expecting to see much. And then I got home and I, you know, sat down on the house, I had a cup of tea, went to bed.
Yep.
Next morning, wake up, read the papers. It's a Sunday. I've not got work till Tuesday. It's a bank holiday after all.
Yeah.
So I take a nice leisurely one, walk the dog, come back, have a little après ski, even though I haven't been skiing. just a couple of bodies for me, right?
Just looking at your hand gestures.
And
it's
become wanky,
story.
Haven't they? Anyway, tell you what. Whoa! That was me doing the
fist.
Anyway, cut a long story short.
Doorbell okay,
goes
or story short, you know, whatever, mate. You know, you just say whatever you want. This is an open forum.
don't pick me up on saying to cut a long story short, which is such a normal thing to say. Because I've looked around and we've all had a giggle, but I can see the points running low and I've got to finish the story. Anyway, cut a long story short, mate.
Yeah.
I'll slap you on the
arm. Still can't say it. Cut along.
Story short. What
there
did I say?
Go. You said shory short
oh,
like
shit.
Three times.
I didn't realise that's why you were taking the piss. I thought it was just like that phrase.
I love taking
to
the piss.
To shut a long Corey wart.
So buy a new Tory's hort. continue. Yeah.
3:30 one afternoon. Little bing bong at
is
the
this
door.
The Sunday?
This is the Sunday. Yeah. I don't know what's. I've got nothing on. Open the door. There's a fucking gibbon. I looked him up on Wikipedia. There's a fucking gibbon on my fucking front door.
Is that what the monkeys were?
No, they were gibbons the whole fucking time.
Okay,
I didn't know. Anyway, it's gibbon.
Easy mistake to make.
It's gibbon. I thought we're fucking monkeys. Open the door. This gibbon. Oh, he's got a right look on him.
What does he look like?
Oh, I've got to tell you what. He looks like a little angry Churchill. He's got big jowls and a big ass. And all his fists are going.
Cigars.
Oh, and a plan to, and a plan to defend the Maginot Line.
And his little briefcase.
And he says, in a non-Churchillian voice as possible, he goes...
Churchillian?
That's a word. He goes, oi, you, paraphrasing, because he's got a Nicaraguan accent, I can't remember what that is. He goes, you...
Yeah.
Did you eat all my fucking food last week?
And I thought you were Churchillian.
I was like, me? Yeah, just in his look.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I said, me? And he's like, yeah, you. You're in my fucking jungle. You ate all my food. I saw you. I saw Mavis from around the corner. She saw you. Trevor, who I lived with last year, he saw you. Tell you what. I wish I'd seen you because I would have fucking decked you. And I was like, all right,
you ate
Gibbon.
It's like monkey sandwich.
All right, Gibbon. I'm really sorry. He's like, yeah, but you ate all my dinner for the last week and I prepared that specially. And
is that why there were leftovers?
That's why it wasn't even leftovers. It was this whole dinner, man.
Oh, shit.
I felt really shit. But also, this fucking Gibbon called away from Nicaragua. I wasn't having any of this. I said, Gibbon.
Maybe he's on the same
what
plane.
What the fuck is wrong with you? And he said, see what's wrong with me? Fucking empty. And I was like, well, okay, well, let's do this like men. He said, Gibbons. And I said, all right. Men and Gibbons. Men to Gibbon, but yeah, equal levels.
Man's
we're
best
both,
friend.
We're both men or we're both Gibbons. Gibbons are a man's best friend. After all, Gibbons are forever.
Like diamonds.
Gibbons are for life, not just for Christmas.
Yeah.
Gibbons another one, aren't he, Mary? Is the other one. And he goes, and I say, look, right. I think I've made this all right. Big Sunday roast in the oven.
Yeah, of course.
So why don't you come and have some dinner with me and I'll apologize for this. He's like, all right. Okay, he looks vaguely satisfied. Anyway, I get him there. Big chicken. I've done a nice one. Done the Jamie recipe. Lemon up the arse, you know. Nice and casual for a Sunday. Anyway, already. Potatoes nice and fluffy. Not too crispy.
Bump and grind.
Yeah, properly. Yeah, parsnips. Spiced.
Yeah.
I serve him a little dinner plate. And he goes, and I serve myself up one. He points to it and goes, what the fuck is that then? And I said, well, I'm just having mine. He's like, no, my friend. You have had enough dinner. I shall be having your dinner. And I'm like, what's this fucking Gibbon want? And I said, okay, well, look, have my dinner. I'm really sorry. I understand. I'm a reasonable bloke, Paddy.
You are?
Didn't get too angry.
Or hang up with some in the pub.
Oh, yeah, I'm a reasonable bloke. Oh, wines and archers, please, mate. Thank you.
Wines and archers?
Yeah, that's what you say. Archers and coke.
I don't think yours is an archers.
I wouldn't dream of ordering that, but for the purpose of story...
Mine's a crossbowman. Men. Crossbowmen. Plural.
Joie de vivre is what I call it.
Oh, mine's an arbalast.
Arbalast.
Yeah. Oh, very pretty advanced. Alaster. Late medieval... Anyway. So I said, fine, the monkey has his fill of rice. He goes, got any more?
Gibbon.
And I said, yeah, he's still a monkey to me. And I say, all right.
Are monkeys and gibbons?
Yes.
That's for another time, isn't it?
Another time.
Okay.
After, no, all right, so Wikipedia while I'm telling the story, mate.
Okay.
All right, because that's what you do in the pub.
Yeah, okay.
And I say, all right, what else do you want? I want the rest of that fucking chicken, mate. So I give the rest of the chicken, he eats all that, all the trimmings, all the carrots, eat completely.
Monkeys.
Are you doing this right now? This wouldn't be... Yes. Yeah. They're different from great apes, but they are monkeys.
Yeah, in being smaller, they exhibit lower sexual dimorphism.
That means that the men and females are different, not as different. Anyway, they're monkeys.
Okay, well,
they're fine. Mm. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Why have you got your laptop in the pub?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, no, I was doing it on my phone, mate. Doing it on my phone.
Wasn't he? Heard the tapping. Anyway! Give this Gibbon all the fucking roast dinner. He eats it all, and he's still got there with his fucking pissed off scowl in his face. Yeah. I was like, what's wrong now, Gibbon? You fucking little gibbony twat! And he says, I want more. Give me some more food. You ate all my food. Give me more.
At
this point, I'm fucking up to here with it. But I go, fine, have all my fucking food, Gibbon. See if I give a shit. He
opens the larder
and just goes to fucking town. He's got the Pillsbury Doughboy dough just like squeezing in his mouth. Lemons in his mouth. HP sauce in his mouth.
Wow.
Three loaves of bread in his mouth.
He's got opposable thumbs.
He can't open the jars, he just clicks and I have to open it for him.
Oh,
great. All the beans. No, it's not great. I was fucking demeaned by this gobby little gibbon.
Well, maybe he deserves
Anyway.
Okay.
All comes to where he just stuffs it up. Eats pretty much everything. Even has a little bit of like vanish oxy action afterwards just to tide him over.
Oh, nice.
And he's sitting there and then he goes and sits in my living room, breaking my sofa. We're watching Come Dine With Me, as is, you know, surely, Sunday afternoon entertainment. And he's just picking his teeth. Got a little toothpick. So.
Yeah.
And while he's doing that, he starts rubbing his belly and I'm like, here it comes. Here it fucking comes. He's gonna lay on me again.
He
stares in the middle distance. He just goes, all is forgiven. All is forgiven. I could have bit the fucking car, tell you that. All is forgiven.
Did you get that?
I'll suck off, Dave, as if you wouldn't.
No, no, and everyone's laughing, right?
Yeah.
Because all...
Oh, God, then you can't explain
it. No.
You have a pub joke because you can't explain it.
No.
Okay.
All
is forgiven.
Is forgiven.
Yes.
Because all the food has been for Gibbon.
This is why I don't bring you to the pub anymore.
And it's also... No. And also, because of the phrase, all is forgiven, when someone is forgiven.
That's why it's funny.
Yeah. So what you could say you've done, or we've done, is you've swapped given with Gibbon.
Yes.
And that...
That's why you're not allowed in the pub anymore.
...is gold.
That's why you're not coming next week.
Oh. And the blast off!
Peas in the pod, they're a pod full of peas to the peapod podcast peas. Peas in the pod and the Frank Minis and the keys are on his knees. Peas in the pod and the Frank Minis and the keys are on his peapod podcast. Peapod podcast, peapod podcast, Frankie Mooney's keys. Peapod peas. Peapod podcast peas. Please?
Why? Why would you... Why?
Peas. Please.
And so I buttoned up my trousers and I said, well, that's enough pens up there.
Oh, how many cocks was that? Oh. Tell you what, Maggie, what a character.
Maggie Thatcher.
Oh, welcome to the end of the podcast.
it's all gone wrong,
so we're going to go to bed.
We are going to go to bed soon. So I think we should probably wrap things up. And,
Pop a little bow on it as well.
Pop a little bow on it. We've got a menagerie of things to talk about.
Yes, well, all the usual to get out of the way first. Do send us some ideas for stuff to talk about. We always love to hear them. podshambles@gmail.com.
And
also
podshambles
tweet us at podshambles.
At Twitter.
We've realised the other day, by the way, you'll get more stuff from us if you follow us on Twitter than rather if you find us on Facebook. Facebook is starting to... I mean, I'm very slow to this part.
Yeah.
Facebook charges us if we want everyone to see stuff we put on there.
Which is fucking stupid.
It's fucking bollocks. So if you want to know when we've got a new Shamble track or a new episode, do follow us on Twitter because that is where you are guaranteed to get all the information. Or just befriend one of us in the street and we'll come and knock on your door and be like, oh, it's a new one. New one today.
Exactly. We'll just keep you updated. It'll be really... really good.
Do let us know. But we've been doing, you might have noticed, we've been doing some Shamble Tracks recently. Bloody hell.
Shamble Tracks on the website. Daily.
Yeah.
Mainly.
Mostly.
And we've got Zach in to write.
Defining a Shamble Day is like 36 hours.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah. That's what I neglected to mention during the first one. I hope people are enjoying them. If you haven't seen them, go over to podshambles.co.uk and they are...
Tell me, they're about music, are they?
They are about music. Mm. Basically, the idea of it is every day, one of us does a song.
Including guest posts from Zachary Cole.
Yeah, exactly. Zach also writes
the third channel.
You'll probably see a couple of people doing bits and bobs here and there. But yeah, it's like we just choose a song, and any song that we love or we hate or like means something to us or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we just write about it and we post it so that you guys can hear it and you can. Yeah, exactly. But so people can kind of key into what we actually listen to and what we like to talk about. So yeah, I hope you guys are enjoying them. And we've had some great ones so far. We've had Hannah Lou Clark.
Yeah.
We've had the Mountain Goats. Had Sharon Van Etten.
Bruno Mars was not a high point.
Yeah, that was not a high point.
It was very well written.
What did I do today? The Staunton Lick by Lemon Jelly.
Oh, fucking brilliant. Nujabes we had.
And Nujabes, that was... Oh, that's really good. Because I hadn't really listened to that.
We should watch Samurai Champloo. It's absolutely brilliant.
Samurai Champloo is amazing. But yeah, so there you go. I hope you guys are enjoying that. And there'll be lots of other things
dotted
on the website and stuff like that.
We've got loads more Shamble Tracks already planned. I mean, should we tell them about a couple of the ones we got?
What, like foreshadowing?
Yeah, well, just because a couple of bands they want to listen to first, they've got some, like, you know, some background.
Because they're pretty intense stuff.
We've been quite, been quite niche. Zach said there's lots of mopey guitar songs, which is true.
Mm.
So we're going to go a bit more broad, a bit more further afield, get some kind of deep cuts. I mean, your first one is Shamblin' Elsie and the Fighting Toots. You know, that famous, like, washboard folk band. Remember them? They're really good. With, let's just say a big wind section.
Yeah, of course.
Do you remember? What's that really famous one of theirs called? Scrub Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like can you keep that going?
I'm in the shower and it's really nice. Whoa! I'm gonna put... This is apparently the farting bitch. Farts. This is lame. Super fart.
Yeah, and just kind of...
Really good.
Curtails off.
Seminal.
Tune! And
I've never seen you look more uncomfortable saying a word than
tune. I'm not that cool.
Wouldn't be that cool.
Well, to pull off tune. Well, like your next one because you've already sent me the draft, and you know what? It's good.
It's great.
I think it needs to be better. But basically, it's of course that famous electro funk outfit, Towel Yeah, it's just Towel.
Yeah.
And then off the album, Mandolins for My Mother.
Yeah, Funk Mandolin Pioneers.
Yeah, of course. And the track, as everyone knows, is called Bandage Me Up and Sail Me Down the Nile.
Oh, Bandage Me Up and Sail Me Down the Nile, which is that amazing, it's like an 8-minute
I'll
epic.
Do the harmonies, yeah. Yeah,
okay, so it starts like...
When I wore down the river of Euphrates and I put the baby in the closet.
Tigress.
I put her down the river, then I saw her, my mother, she was throwing away in a nightdress. I seen a good-looking woman, look at a woman.
He's from the blues.
Nile.
Give me some boo-ba-ba. Hebrew God's the only God for me.
Yeah, that's really
fucking
good one.
They
are
tune.
So on it. They're playing
great.
The O2.
I mean, then they were a big influence on the one I'm doing.
Yeah, because well, you. Well, I mean, derivative is one word I use, Paddy. But you're doing, yeah. You know, everyone's favourite. You know, cock rockers, all female cock rockers.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesse Tits and the Nips. And they do that really that abrasive. All their songs are like sub 30 seconds long. It's really angry, and it's all about baking. Yeah. Because they're like, you know, some girls who got really into baking and they wrote a fucking...
You know the drums and guitar.
Yeah, it's like... Put it in my oven. Put it in the oven.
Yeast. I love yeast. I want yeast in my oven. It's the same drum beat as we got from the last band. We're influenced by them. Bread. It's breakdown. It's bread.
Put it in the oven and watch it rise.
When it become the right and wrong song from Adam and Joe.
Yeah. Those guys are great. But you know what? They're not going to take number one this year.
Yeah.
And Laurie will explain this in his
yeah.
I think this one's, in about a week when the song gets released.
Absolutely, yeah.
But of course,
it's
Would You Would Ye.
Yeah.
Would You Would Ye.
Would
You
Would Ye,
because
yeah.
of their folk roots.
Yeah.
And
it's would and you.
Yeah.
And female sheep. And
yeah.
then.
And then would.
And then
as
would
in,
as in would you.
Would
and
you,
then ye.
Yeah.
Because it's an old guy.
It's
an old fella.
So it's actually would you would the.
Yeah.
If we're taking that as a thorn or whatever
right.
it is.
No, that's not how ye work.
Yeah,
carry
no, yeah, nice one, mate. So, of course, we all know would ye. And of course, like this was a big hit that they had, with, like because they sampled the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, of course. Where is the love?
Crazy guys. Yeah, but they didn't quite know where is the love. I mean,
so
they weren't that clued up on it.
I mean, the song's really
because
good
because I haven't heard it in a long time.
Good.
They haven't heard it
boom.
In forever.
Boom! 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 Boom, 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 boom.
This song's called Heart of
boom, boom,
Ass
boom, boom.
And Glass
boom, boom,
like Blondie. Oh yeah.
That's a piece of guitar.
Black Eyed Peas. Talk. What?
And I went to the harvest.
He went to the harvest.
Yeah.
The backing vocals out.
And then I went to see the supermarket and the lady full of dancing eyes. And I didn't know my name
with my
to
eyes.
See her.
I want to dance in your eyes. Robots dancing in your eyes.
And a flower bed
pop
full
a bit
of
gin in my cyst.
Check it out, Leo.
Big hit.
Gin in my cyst.
What's the soul radio? That's the name of the song, Gin in My Cyst.
Gin in My Cyst.
And
well,
we've got, but we're doing
that.
We're doing one final one.
What's the final one?
Well, because we co-wrote this.
Okay.
And, of course, it's that funk...
Oh, the great fresh funk, you know, it's like that really new, like, fresh funk sound that's somewhere between, like, neoclassical
yeah.
and, like, Starship Blues.
Yeah, of course.
Like, all together. But it basically
you
sounds
really
like...
Hear,
it really
you
sounds...
You really hear the sort of
it basically sounds
Latvian
like,
dance.
It's basically...
Euro
if,
house.
If Alt-J
yeah.
were fronted by a cow
yeah.
and backed... By like, beatboxing.
Yeah, but they're all shaved.
Yeah.
They're all
yeah,
clean
yeah.
shaved.
So it's a bit like if you give me the beat and I'll do, you know, I'll try and do the vocals. They're quite distinctive.
Okay, Russia! I want it. Take it where I want to go.
That's the B-side, you fucking idiot!
Oh, sorry, what's the title track called?
Oh, it's too
Skin
late.
Tight, Fast Album,
Read
Chewy Fresh Poncho Revolution.
Yeah.
It's called
no.
Shamble Track.
Shamble Tracks.
And you'll
check
also hear
out.
This 10-second ditty from Margaret.
No, you won't,
beep,
because I'm going to stop the
podcast.
No. Margaret,
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 song. It's better
Margaret,
than
say
yours,
bye, because the podcast
is nothing on
podcast
me. Nothing on me, bitch. I am Margaret. Ooh, I touch a little bit. Ooh, just a little bit
more.
Say bye, Margaret.
Bye, Margaret.
Goodbye! I hope to rejoin you in hell!
The same
song. Messing with your collar. I got
weasels.
Butts to fry.
They're in my butt fry.
Can I have one of these?
You can totally help yourself.
Oh.
Cause I'm under house arrest.
Technically I'm homeless.
We're
just gonna do gags from Parks and Rec for the rest, aren't we?
Yeah.
My favourite bit of Parks and Rec, right?
Yeah.
Is when they go to the Windrush Leisure Centre in Whitney.
I remember the Windrush. I learnt how to swim there.
I went to a really weird Easter party there once. And they gave you, it was swimming in Easter eggs. That was a very weird combination.
Doesn't sound much of a party.
Sorry, I mean, that's where that story begins and ends, really.
It was singing in eggs. Swimming in
eggs. Singing in eggs. Why would it be singing in eggs at a swimming pool at a leisure centre? Everyone in Oxfordshire ready for the grand egg and singing competition.
That would be my diner.
Have you bought your ostrich and are you going to give a sonata? Or have you gone for a thrush?
Say
I'm going
to
pop up a little chanson.
You've got to show you never
what you, Harry, what would your egg and song be?
My egg and song, the cafe is called Singing in Eggs, right? Yeah. And when you order your food, you also order a tune.
And what, everything's eggs?
No. No eggs.
Why
no
eggs?
No eggs allowed.
It's X. Because you get a little flap of tit as well.
What? The flap of
tit.
And W. Now, this is an exciting magic.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It looks more like two Vs.
Oh,
I think we should call it double V.
That would be better, wouldn't it, children?
Like the name Vivian.
Oh, Vivian.
So, W is for watermelon.
Oh, everyone's favourite.
Oh, everyone's favourite. They're big and green, but red inside. Don't drop it on your foot, Dad. Donk.
A&E. That dad, eh?
So that's why I love the letter W.
Okay, my letter's X, and my favourite letter word that begins with X is eggsratedhorsecocks.com / stick it up your ass and call me a vagina.
Every single one. Every single letter you've ruined.
Sorry.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.